Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Growing Up. I'm your host Daniel. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So in today's episode, that is a layback episode. I'm literally laying down on my bed, but also I just want to strike an important topic that I feel like we're all sometimes blinded to. And that's the fact that we, even though sometimes we think that we're alone in our struggles, in what we're going through, I feel like we're not really alone. You know, there are other people like us. So let's explore more about that topic. I just kind of, sometimes like when I'm feeling down and stuff like that, like when I'm feeling sad, when I'm feeling lonely, when I'm feeling stressed out, or when I'm feeling like high anxiety, I kind of have this mindset of, I think like I'm the only one who's experiencing it. Like when I was in my darkest time, I kind of feel like no one else is having as rough as the time that I had. Like when I felt hopeless, I think to myself, like no one else in this world actually felt hopeless. When I feel insecure, I think to myself, like I'm the only one who feels insecure about myself and there must be something wrong with me. And the truth of the matter is that's not true. I guess we're to some extent like, to some extent, it's hard for me to, like, even if I heard that before, like, I'm not alone or we're not alone. It's hard, to be honest, it's hard for us to believe that because sometimes when we feel so sad, we are engulfed by our emotions. And sometimes it's hard to see past that, past the struggle that we're facing now, past that. And for me, like, I guess, like, with the media nowadays, like, you know, there is this movement of, like, positivity, self-culture, self-love, and everything like that. And there's this notion of, like, you know, I heard it sometimes, most times, actually, like, this wording or this phrase of we're not alone. And it is a fact. But sometimes, like, when you're in that darkest time in your life, you kind of feel like you're alone, like, no one understands you. And I kind of felt that as well, like, before when I had, like, lowest moment in my life. Like, I kind of felt that as well. Like, I just kind of felt like, I kind of felt like everything that I'm going through is something that I suffer by myself. And all of the struggles and the burdens are, I'm the only one who's carrying those burdens. But I guess, like, you know, you know, even sometimes, like, when we say to ourselves, like, we're not alone and we don't believe it, I think, like, fake it till we make it. In this scenario, I feel like we fake it until we make it because, you know, sometimes, like, my brain doesn't compute that the fact of that I'm not the only one who's experiencing suffering. You know, I think it's just the bias that my brain creates. I feel like the first time when I tell myself, like, especially during my toughest time, I cannot, like, I cannot have a cognitively flexible mind. Sometimes when I am in that position, I kind of feel like I have a fixed mindset of fixed thinking. But I feel like, you know, if you are going through tough times and you know, you heard all of this stuff and you don't kind of feel like, you don't feel like there are someone struggling through the same thing, like, you're not alone on feeling like that. I feel like, you know, I also feel, when I'm in my lowest moment, I feel like no one can understand me and I'm not loved. And all of those thoughts, like self-depleting thoughts and anxious thoughts, are overwhelming sometimes. And any positivity or any like thoughts that will challenge my negative mindset when I'm in my lowest time is not sticking to me. So I just want to give a quick message, I think, in this episode, that like, it's normal for us to feel like we don't believe the positive, we don't believe that we are loved, we don't believe that we're not alone in what we're suffering, or we don't believe that we're good enough. It's normal for us to feel like that, especially in our toughest time, when we don't feel too great about ourselves, and when we feel like everything is falling apart, or when we feel like nothing's going right in our lives. It's easy to believe that. But I want to challenge you to, even though you don't believe that, I think it's like repeating the words, despite of you not believing it, it's kind of good for your mental health. Like, and it's a fact, we're not alone. At the end of the day, and you're not alone in what you're suffering. I believe, like, you're not, how do I put this? Like, God doesn't just ostracize you. Like, I believe in God. I'm Christian. But for me, like, the way that I think about it is, like, the creator of the whole earth doesn't just ostracize you, you know, or doesn't just give you all of the pain and suffering and the other people don't. I believe, like, we all make mistakes, we all make sins, and therefore we're not, quote unquote, how do I put it? Like, we're not different from other people. We're just similar. We're all the same. We all make sins, we all make mistakes, and, you know, whatever suffering and pain you're going through, like, why will the creator of the earth only put it on you? Like, he will probably put it on other people as well, because, you know, you commit the same sins. So I'm not saying that God is punishing you, but what I'm trying to say is that God is fair at the end of the day, and he, you know, like, even though our struggles and challenges that we might face are not the same, kind of, but the underlying experience, the underlying suffering, it's the same. Anyway, that's all I feel like I wanted to talk about. Please take care of yourself. And I'm sorry if this episode is a little short, but I hope this episode can help you in some way or another. But please be compassionate with yourself. Be kind to yourself. Bye.